The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Nothing.
Boy.
Got my fucking sangria right here.
Let's go. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sangria. Wow.
Mm. Yep. I can't drink beer anymore, according to my nutritionist, so.
Tell that nutritionist fucking stick that candy ass, you know?
Hey,
fucking shove it right up their candy ass.
I'll
about that.
A lot of other stuff, okay? I'll take, you know, I have other drinks besides beer. I'm okay.
Yeah. We are. You know what? I get it, dude. We're getting older.
Yeah. Yeah,
can't be doing that.
No, it's apparently really bad for you compared to everything else.
Yeah.
Oh,
if only everything else can take care of some certain people in charge. But let's not get into that. Yeah. How about that?
No, let's go. Let's just get into the episode. How about that? I'm already fucking recording.
Sheesh.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Hello, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. That's right. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And unlike Kathleen Kennedy, we are not retiring in 2025, baby. We are going full steam ahead. That's right. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is someone who did not destroy Star Wars, Alex Cordova.
Yeah. Tell you that, dude. I don't know. I was going to say, you had a real, real opportunity to say, instead of noobs, you could have been like nutritionists.
That's right.
But
that's
it's
right.
Fine. No, it's fine. No, we're in it. We're in it. We're balls deep, right? Let's go.
Let's get balls deep. Anyways, speaking of which, let's make it a little brief here. We got a couple of quick bits. I don't know who did it last time, but I think I did.
Yeah, I think I did.
I'm going. It's only a couple. You can have a fucking PlayStation roundup, all that shit. Anyways, let's go. Quick bits. These are fun. Very brief. Microsoft's Fable has been delayed to 2026. The team released a pre-alpha footage to hold fans over, but we don't have a concrete time in 2026. It is just delayed. So, yeah. Now, Assassin's Creed Shadows has been leaked in full, and discs are available to purchase right now, a month ahead of schedule, on some pretty select, sometimes sketch websites. But they are usually retailing for around $100. Just beware of spoilers, because that is happening now. So, there's that. Oh, fun! Marvel Rivals director and USA-based team have been laid off despite success of the game. That's going to be an interesting one to talk about.
Thanks, China.
China. Sangria is not helping out with that one. Warner Brothers shuts down Monolith Productions, creators of Middle-Earth, Shadows of Mordor, and War, as well as Fear. Fuck off. Players First and W San Diego also shuttered. And they also canceled the Wonder Woman game, so...
Your boy, dude, Zaslav.
That's a lot of fun news. They just can't keep themselves out of the fucking quick bits. Now, of course, on a more positive news, Sonic 3, the movie, was considered such a success at Paramount that a Shadow the Hedgehog spinoff is now being considered, though nothing is on paper yet. But Paramount is very satisfied with the performance, and Shadow is next in line. So, bam.
Good.
What are your thoughts on all of these bits? These are some pretty heavy ones.
Good. That's all I'm going to say about Sonic 3.
I rewatched it. It's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Paramount Plus, dude. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You know, mm-hmm. I can't wait. I can't wait when I have some time to rewatch it and hear my boy Keanu again, you know, as Shadow, talking about Revenge Guac.
That's
so
right, dude.
Awesome fucking movie. Yes. I can't wait to live and learn again. If they give a Shadow spinoff, just fucking make it an animated version of John Wick with Shadow, please. Give him two guns. Let him just go around fucking things up. I'm here for that.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, and then, you know, your boy, Warner Brothers, Zaslav. Monolith Productions had a 31-year history in the video game industry.
Dude.
And now they're dead. They're gone. Middle-Earth, Shadows of War, and Shadows of Mordor were fucking awesome games. Let's not forget. I didn't put this in here, friend. But let us not forget that Warner Brothers trademarked, patented the Nemesis system that's and has never used it in another fucking game because of course not.
Oh my god, I'm still a little salty about that one too. Listeners, the Nemesis system is the coolest part of the Shadow of Mordor and War series.
Yes.
It's basically grudges that happen between NPCs that produce themselves organically throughout the campaign. There's really nothing like it. That shit would be great in an Assassin's Creed open world game. Honestly.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still a little miffed about that. Also, yeah. Shadow of Mordor is a fantastic game.
It is fucking... I think I bought it for like $5 on Steam. I haven't got around to replaying it yet, but it is on my list because I got both of those for like fucking $9, the Game of the Year editions and all that shit. So, I am a little salty that we're never going to get a Fear remake, remaster, whatever. Because Fear, you want to talk about ahead of your time, bud. Fear was the OG one. Not fucking 2 and 3 and all that. But Fear, I think it was first... What the fuck was it called? First Encounter and Reconnaissance Team or something. But I don't know. All I know is that fucking game was awesome. It's the first game that ever made me fucking like drop my controller because it was so scary. You know, it was around the time of, what was it, Paranormal Activity? No. The Ring.
Yeah,
right?
The Ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was around the time of The Ring being popular, but yeah, I remember playing it on the Xbox and just like fucking in a dark room and I had surround sound and the little girl was talking to me from behind me and I almost dropped my controller, so yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
I remember that shit too. That shit was good.
Yep, and also, I mean, fucking dude, I went back and just fucked around with it. I wanted to replay it. It's one of those games I want to replay, like, around Halloween, you know, spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, playing it on, you know, you can buy it for, like, fucking $2 on Steam and shit. So, I remember starting it, and just, like, dude, the physics are fucking ridiculous. Like, you can shoot a fire extinguisher and go shooting across the room. You can knock over fucking tables and shit. And yeah, it's ahead of its time, like I said, but it's really shitty that Warner Brothers, your boy Zaslav, shut it down. Monolith Productions, like I said, they also had a couple more games. Condemned was one that people were a little chapped about. I never got to play it. I remember hearing about it. You remember that? It was on the Xbox.
Yeah, Condemned Criminal Origins also, yes.
Yes.
I remember it was a... what do you call it? It's a launch game. Or launch month, launch era, right?
Was it? Yeah. I'll look up videos later, but I feel like it was like a Manhunt type of game, no? Or was it first person?
It was first person. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was very asylum based. I remember the graphics for the time were actually heads above a lot of the stuff that were on the Xbox early on. Yeah, it was a good one. I remember that one. It also, I think it was a little archaic, though, too, because it was that relic of Between Generations.
Yeah. So... And lastly, but not leastly, you know, last episode we reported on Multiverses being shut down. That's because, WB San Diego also got shut down. So, apparently, it wasn't just, you know, maybe I honestly think it was because they weren't making enough money on their microtransactions, which, again, if Warner Brothers fucks up Hogwarts Legacy 2, they need to just get the fuck out of the video game industry. Because
seriously.
Yeah. You know. A silver lining, quote-unquote, said they were focusing on the big franchises such as Harry Potter, Game of Wars, Superman. But it's like, dude, you guys already fucked over the Batman Arkham license. Like, that's gone.
Yeah.
I highly doubt a single-player Arkham game is going to sell well now after that Suicide Squad debacle. So.
A lot of goodwill is just tossed out the fucking window. Come on.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Truly.
Yeah. Speaking of Goodwill, that's a good segue there, Fuente. I like that. Goodwill over here, Marvel Rivals, dude. That shit is hot. It's fucking hot. And then they have to go and just lay off the team pretty much responsible for the success of the game, you know? So NetEase is the, I believe it's the developer. I don't think they're the publisher. I think they're the developer. And NetEase is a big mobile game developer. You look up any fucking game on... the iPhone, it's going to have NetEase on it. So, people are a little... They're scared right now because, like I said, Marvel Rivals is fucking hot. It's still hot, even all these months after release. They just released The Thing and Human Torch. They're fucking... For free. Completely free.
Dang.
So, yeah. The fact that they laid off the US-based team and the director is kind of like... People are a little like, what the fuck is going to happen?
I mean, I feel like they're consolidating a lot of their operations, if I remember correctly. But, like, also, a way to really just shit on, like, just... I mean, the American team is probably very responsible for its success in the West. Like, they can continue that work. It's very possible. Sorry, I'm a little hot right now. Sorry,
I don't fucking know. It's like, you make a game that doesn't sell, you get fired. You make a game that fucking sells and kicks ass, you get fired. So, man. And this even goes back to last year, man. Like, personally, the Destiny DLC, the last big one, the Final Shape, was the fucking most awesome DLC we've gotten in fucking 5 years of Destiny. And then they just laid off fucking 60% of Bungie.
They're like, hey, cool work, guys. The work is done, though. So,
we're going to finish it up. So fucking dumb, man. I fucking hate it. It's... And now... Here we are fucking 6-7 months later and Destiny's on life support because, you know, it's like, dude, if someone makes a banger DLC, let them cook more. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, there's still gas in the fucking tank. Come on.
Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't happen to Rivals, but we will see. You know, I'm a little apprehensive there. And then your boy Ubisoft, you know, your boys at Ubisoft, I should say. Oof. You know?
Yeah, what they really are banking on this game being a tremendous success, and then this happens, where it's like it's a full month before. Like, that's really annoying. This shit always happens. Games leak all the time. People set early copies. Da 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 da. But like, holy shit, a whole ass month. And also, what's on disc is without a day one update. It's just what they had to get to the retailers in time. It is an old build. People are going to be sharing all these glitchy shits that are happening. Like, see, the game's fucking bullshit. And that's going to be the narrative that they start off with.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Mm-hmm. Very bad. I think we've talked about it too. Like, I'm not going... Like, Shadows to me isn't a day one. It's a fucking... I'll catch it on sale.
But I haven't even caught Mirage on sale either.
Well, I mean, I caught Mirage on the fucking buy two, get one free sale.
I'm waiting for that Switch 2 port, baby.
But yeah, you know, if you're a big day one Assassin's Creed Shadows fan, be wary of the internet. But to me, if something pops up, I'm not going to be mad. If I, oh shit, oh no, you know, I wasn't going to get that game for fucking like 6 months anyway, so I'm good.
Exactly, Oh my God, this historical drama, I should just read Wikipedia then. Like,
Yep, exactly. So, and then, you know, last but not leastly there, Microsoft's Fable, delayed next year. I'm going to be honest, Fable never did it for me. I know people love Fable. Hey. There's hardcore Fable people.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, give it to me. But no, I remember, like, literally my Xbox was just a Halo and Call of Duty machine back in the day. So I really never fucked around with Fable. I mean, I guess if I ever had the time and I was really bored, I'd probably try it. But, you know, the remake, was it a reimagining?
A whole new game. I mean, and to be fair, like, Fable is of its time. I don't think it aged like a Zelda aged, you know? Like, it's not as open world as, like, an Elder Scrolls. It's got a lot of good systems. It's got a lot of good things going for it that, honestly, a new-gen version of it would fucking do fantastically with. I think Fable, for its time, was ahead of its time. It was like a polished Elder Scrolls wannabe, almost. But not quite as customizable. But it still had enough to make it distinguished. However, they put it on ice for so fucking long, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't even know what you can possibly do with these systems now. I'm okay with the delay now that I think about it, though. I was a little annoyed at first, to be honest with you. But, like, I don't got time this year to play a lot of games. So, let it cook for a little bit more and make it as good as possible. The alpha footage, though, the combat seems so fucking slow. Like, there was something... There's something not right about it. It didn't... Because, you know, it... I don't know... Souls, right? Souls games have more of a slow pace and like this, but at least it looks like engaging. Nothing about this looks really that engaging. It's felt like a slower hack and slash, which is a fault of the old games for sure. It's something I hope they really fix. Microsoft, I mean, they got a Valve and shit, so they got their open world fix for fans if they choose to go in that direction.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much a quick bits. There was a couple late breaking news ones today, but we'll see what pans out, because we got some what would you say, we got some state of plays or some gameplay coming up at the end of this week from Nintendo?
We got Nintendo,
or...
yeah, we got Pokemon.
Yeah. We'll see how big that news is. But now going on to a bigger point of news here. We had a PlayStation State of Play last week. So, yes. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was more like But anyways, here we go, right?
Yeah, please.
So a little roundup here of the state of play. They showed Borderlands 4 gameplay, and they also said the release date, which is September 23rd of this year, 2025. Ooh. They also showed off, to no one's surprise, and a big groan probably, Days Gone is being remastered, a la Horizon remastered. And it's gonna
be selling the game, baby.
Yeah, it's gonna be released April 25th, 2025. The good news is, if you own the PlayStation 4 version, you can just upgrade it for $10 more. Oh, cool. All you're really getting is a horde mode, I guess, if you really, really like that game. Speaking of games that pander to a certain audience, Digimon Time Stranger has been announced for this year, 2025, for all...
Sounds like a loser fucking game. Jesus.
For all 10 of you Digimon people. Yeah, sorry, Jim. Mm-hmm. In more upbeat news, Lies of P has some DLC announced. And let me just say, if they're going to keep remaking these shitty... Oh, I shouldn't say shitty. These PlayStation 4 games that no one's asking for, like Days Gone and Horizon, and not remake Bloodborne or remaster Bloodborne, then Lies of P is going to be the next best thing we got, boys.
Yeah,
so
it's a decent substitute, I think.
Yeah, it is really cool. I like it. It was really, you know, I played it on the Xbox. I fucked around with it. I thought it was
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll buy it at 40. It hasn't gone down to 40 yet. So once it does hit 40, I will be buying that.
Okay.
Also, Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta finally has a release date announced for August 28th, 2025. And fun fact for all us Metal Gear fans there, that trailer that they showed at the State of Play was a shot-for-shot remake of the Tokyo Game Show, I think from 2004, I believe. But yeah, I had a big smile on my face. Awesome fucking trailer. The only thing I don't like is the fact that they literally are reusing the lines like we've talked about before, but hey,
yeah,
you know, next gen graphics, baby.
Right, and the gameplay system. There's other things. It's just,
yeah,
they could have catcom this, but they didn't do it. It's fine. They're almost there.
Yeah. I guess I'll see what my backlog looks like in August. I'm really not a fan of just, you know, to me it seems like a little lazy approach, but we'll get into it. Let me wrap up these last couple. So we got also Capcom. Speaking of Capcom here, they showed off, of course, Monster Hunter Wilds gameplay, which is releasing this Friday. But they also showed off Onimusha 2 Remaster to go alongside the Onimusha 1 Remaster, which I still need to get. And then also they showed off the next gen Onimusha gameplay, which looks unique. I'm interested in that. It looks pretty cool. And then lastly, we had some Sega announcements with Shinobi being shown in a Streets of Rage 4 style type of remake. I'm going to be there for that. Okay. Streets of Rage 4 was fucking awesome.
Streets of Rage is a good series. I like that.
Yes. The little remake, or I'm sorry, the reimagining they did with 4 and all that shit. Really, really cool. I ended up buying that. And then also we had a couple surprises here, so we'll see how these turn out. But the internet is buzzing about Tides of Annihilation, and it is giving Black Myth Wukong type of vibes. So this may be a sleeper hit. I can't recall if it's PlayStation exclusive. It may be coming to Xbox as well. To me, it looked fine, but you know, whatever. But the last one, which is kind of a big one here. A little sleeper hit. We got House Marquee announce their successor to Returnal to close the show out, and it is called Saros. It's coming next year. So Returnal is an absolute sleeper.
Yeah, it's a sleeper hit for sure. That's a good descriptor.
It is fucking awesome. I wish it came out. If it was a launch title for PS5, it would made a lot more noise. Mm-hmm. House Marquee is one of those Sony developers that just has banger after banger, but they're not really like system sellers, but they're fucking solid ass games.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. So that brings me to an interesting point, because like it's something I fall into a lot of software. It's like, it looks good, but does it look like something I want to buy immediately? Because it also kind of blends in with other games of this style. Like, you know, it's really hard to make your sci-fi game nowadays look distinctly sci-fi compared to a lot of the stuff that's out there. And I don't think any of their trailers have made their stuff look immediately viable. When you play the game, it's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
Returnal plays incredibly well. But is it marketed and pushed well? No. It never really has been, and I don't know. This one, like, I'm only hyped because I know the developer. That's why.
I feel
like what was shown to us, like, didn't quite give you an understanding of what you'd be getting into. And I think a lot of, unfortunately, trailers and stuff in these kind of directs fall victim to that kind of thing.
Yeah, the trailer, like, to me, I was like, oh, fuck, House Marquee. And then, like, when they showed the trailer, I was like, okay, cool, the guy stood up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool, dude. Like,
he's gonna do something.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, man, like, fuck, like, House Marquee dating all the way back to like, dude, like PS3. I think they even had a couple PS2 games. I'm not sure, but the PS3, dude, like, they dropped the fucking Super Stardust Delta. And don't get me wrong, it was only a PlayStation Network game, but dude, that shit was so fun and addicting when it came out. And then, you know, they followed it up with the PS4. They had something called Resogun, which was really cool. And then Dead Nation, which was also really cool. So they had a couple, like, sleeper, like, cool, you know, $20 games that you were like, fuck yeah, this is fun. But then they dropped Returnal, which is like their big AAA, AA, or I guess depending on what you call it. But to me, that was a AAA game for them. And that one was really, really fucking cool. And Sony just did not push it for whatever fucking reason, man. I don't know, but playing it, like, was, yeah, it's literally a roguelite, but it's a third-person shooter roguelite where, you know, I mean, the roguelite phenomena or whatever is really, I guess it's a, I mean, it is a certain, it's like the Souls genre, right? Like, it's a certain audience, but Returnal is, like, one of the better AAA ones, if not the best AAA one.
Yeah.
It's not 2D, it's 3D. And it's a third-person shooter, and it's just really, really fucking cool. And I really wish they would have probably marketed better. I can't remember it. I should probably look that up real quick when it came out. But, dude, it came out, like, during a fucking 2021.
It was definitely, like, immediately post-pandemic, but it's when people stopped playing games as much, it feels like.
Well,
right?
or it got fucking, what else came out in 2021? Like, let me see. Okay. Oh yeah, so let me see here. Yeah, actually, Elden Ring might have been that year. Let me see, Game Awards 2021. What do we come? Yep, Elden Ring came out that year. Mm-hmm. Cuphead came out that year. Final Fantasy VII Remake came out that year.
Yeah.
Horizon Forbidden West, Monster Hunter Rise, Persona 4. No one gives a shit about Suicide Squad. Yeah, so, you know, oh shit, Metroid Dread came out that year.
Metroid Dread.
Resident Evil Village came out that year. I'm sorry, the previous ones were announcements, I'm sorry. But the ones that actually came out for Game of the Year was It Takes Two, Deathloop, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village. So,
it's not Returnal's fault. It's not Returnal's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and also I'm looking at this and there's nothing. Oh, Final Fantasy 14. Oh, that's 14, not 16. You know, Apex Legends, fucking Forza Horizon 5. Oh, I mean, Returnal actually won Best Action Game. So, I mean,
that's good.
That's cool.
Good for them.
Yeah. So, oh, Cyberpunk came out that year, but
yeah,
it was in
was,
a shitty.
Was, yeah, that was a different status. It got good.
So, basically, I mean, Returnal is cool. I really hope this Saros kind of follows up on it. But other than that, man, like, you know, Days Gone Remastered, like I said, no one. It's the same thing I said for Horizon Remastered. We already have a 60 FPS patch for free that plays absolutely cool and amazing. I'm not going to pay $10 to just get an extra mode. Like, I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, like, what? Oh, look, it looks a little bit sharper on your fucking bigger TV. I'm like, that's cool, but, like, is it that much sharper?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but just the fact that, like, oh, the big mode is a horde mode, and it's like, yeah, bro, like, I can just play the game. It's a single player game.
Mode, yeah. That's the goal of the game, yeah. Essentially. Yeah.
So that makes sense. And to me, it's like, you know, Days Gone, $10 upgrade, or do you want Sony? I will give you fucking $60. I will give you $70 for a Bloodborne remake in the style of Demon's Souls. Just please make it.
He pleads every week. He pleads every week for it.
I will give you $70. I will give you $50 for a remaster. I don't care. Just no one wants Days Gone. No one wants Horizon. Fuck. I'm just like, oh.
It's because they're easy to do. It's because they're easy to do. That's the only reason why we're fucking getting them. Easy to do. Yeah. Could have sold more in the past, and that's a chance to boost those fucking numbers up. That's why it's not creative. It is a way to keep the IP in the eyes. That's it.
Yeah. So, yeah. The only ones that I was like genuinely like excited about was Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta, Onimusha, the new Onimusha. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, like I'm all for the remasters. If, you know, Capcom doesn't really gouge you for the remaster shit. Mm-hmm. What, like Onimusha right now on the Switch, I always see it for fucking like $10, which I'm like, you know, I eventually want to buy it. I just, mm-hmm. with the backlog, you know? So, you know, them announcing the Onimusha 2 remaster, cool. I'll catch it when it's $10, just like number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the next gen Onimusha looks really cool. It look unique. The swordplay looked fucking awesome. It looked like more genuine samurai type of shit. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that one. But
it's the most hyped announcement for me, to be honest with you.
Out of everything. Onimusha?
Onimusha.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I remember I was like legitimately like, oh shit, they're bringing it back. Like that. Yeah. That's the kind of feeling I got from it, which I think was very, very cool. I do feel like not anything else really kind of matched that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is about Borderlands 4, dude, but it just doesn't look like, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Borderlands, right? But it's like, yeah. I don't know, like,
since the movie, to be honest with you, the brand is really taking a hit. Like, the brand is just taking a hit, dude.
Which is wild because, like, remember we were playing, I bought that game like at least three times. Dude. Oh, I should say, I bought 1 and 2 at least three times. And then, like, 3 is kind of just like, I don't know what it was about it. I just never got around to finishing it. I don't know.
I remember 1 being one of those, like, Xboxes offering it on for free because you have gold. And I was like, all right, I'll download the fucking gold on 360. And I play it. I'm like, fuck, I really need this goddamn game.
I remember buying it for the Switch.
Yeah, I bought it for the Switch too.
And then I bought it for the fucking Steam Deck. I'm like, dude, like portable Borderlands is just awesome. But then it's just something about 3.
Shit.
I don't know what it is, dude. There's just something about 3 that just lost it for me. So 4, it looks whatever.
Honestly, the pre-sequel not that great either. It didn't really do it for me.
Yeah, I never got around to that one. But yeah. I know 1 and 2, dude. I've replayed 2 like twice. 1 I've beaten twice, so. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, see, but you can only get so much goodwill off of a 10, 15-year-old game. It only goes so far. Sorry.
Yep.
Or, like, 4 has really, truly missed the boat, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was at the same... I saw the announcement, I'm like, oh, cool. You know? All right. If there's absolutely nothing else to play, maybe. But yeah, the state of play was, you know, to me, it was just like a B-, C. I mean... Really wasn't anything special.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one, man. It wasn't like mid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was better than Xboxes, but fuck, at the same time, you know,
is
Doom.
Is that really a high bar?
Yeah, I was going to say, Xbox had Doom Dark Ages and,
yeah, you know, I would say, I was a little more hyped for Onimusha than fucking Ninja Gaiden. I guess I can say that.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
Doom does trounce the vast majority of these announcements. Like, truly. Yeah. If Metal Gear Solid 3 had been given the Capcom remake treatment,
it
would have been a different case. But we already had the hype for that announcement anyway, so, yeah.
Yep.
Sony State of Play, I would say right down the middle. Right down the middle. So
average as fuck.
Average as fuck. That's exactly right. So, yeah. I dig it. Good assessment.
Yep.
But let's move on. We got one more little news bit before we get into some rumors. I may have to take a break to get some food that's coming my way, but it'll be,
it'll be all right.
Twisted Metal Season 2 trailer plus Twisted Metal director to helm Street Fighter movie? What? That's right. Peacock released a teaser trailer for Season 2 of Twisted Metal showing off more characters from the game, including fan favorites like Mr. Grimm, Dollface, Axel, and HBO's show Barry actor Anthony Carrigan as Calypso. That's fucking right. Releases in the summer of 2025, baby. And of course, the legendary and Capcom lead Street Fighter film has found a director, Kitao Sakurai, who is replacing Danny and Michael Philippou. Sakurai's previous work includes directing and executive producing Peacock's Twisted Metal, as well as the Netflix film Bad Trip and the Eric and Andre show. So, okay. Street Fighter's gonna have some more flavor. Street Fighter's definitely gonna have some more flavor. And Twisted Metal, good callbacks.
Yes, I was gonna say, like, I'm sorry, if you're a gamer and you just even played Twisted Metal once or twice, or you just know the brand, just do yourself a favor, watch the Peacock show. It is fucking awesome. To me, it's like literally, like, you know, Fallout to me is still the standard for video game shows. But I mean, it goes Fallout, Castlevania, fucking Twisted Metal, like, like that's. That's the... Also, actually, I haven't mentioned, but, you know, me and Nate have been watching Cyberpunk, the anime on Netflix. That shit is fucking awesome.
Okay. All right.
That shit's cool.
I can dig it.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, the Season 2 trailer, fucking cool. I actually want to rewatch Season 1 with Nate, just to... Yeah. I know he doesn't really know Twisted Metal, but still, it's, you know, it's a fucking video game, and Captain America's in it, so I'm cool with that. You know, Anthony Mackie's fucking cool in it.
He's actually funny.
Yeah, let us not forget the boy Will Arnett as the voice of Sweet Tooth and Samoa Joe as the, you know, the actor of Sweet Tooth. So
it pairs very well together. They pair very, very well together.
Yes, actually. Yes. So fucking Sweet Tooth awesome in Season 1. To me, it's just like a good time. Like, yeah. Season 1 was just cool. Like,
yeah,
I didn't.
It's very fast. There's no boring parts really to Season 1.
Yeah, and also, like, Season 1 Twisted Metal is just, like, it doesn't take itself seriously, and it doesn't try to be something that's not, like, Halo. Oh, fuck, something's in my throat.
Prestige television, huh?
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You got Sonic 3 on Peacock now. That's enough. Halo seasons are fully accommodated for now.
Yes. I'm just, this 2025... I'm not gonna talk about Halo.
I don't care. Getting older, your blood pressure. Think about it.
Yes, exactly. You know what? They fucking dropped the fucking ball with Halo. I'm just gonna let it be. It's a sad world when Peacock gets a fucking video game more than Paramount. But anyways, season one, Twisted Metal, watch it. It's fucking awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, yeah, to me, it's definitely top 5 video game adaptation. That's how cool it is.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
It's really, really, it's a good time. It's funny. It's you know, just turn your mind off and you'll like it.
You'll be okay.
So I'm going to be there for season 2. The teaser looked fucking cool. It's literally looks like the game now where they're saying they're going to do a tournament. Like, fuck yeah. So, and also that Anthony Carrigan guy is really, really fucking crazy. He's a good actor, right? I mean,
yeah.
I've seen a couple clips of Barry. I really want to watch it, but I heard he was really good in it.
Barry's so fucking good, dude. Really, really good. And he'd make a very, very convincing Calypso. That's 100%. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean,
kind of goofy too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to try to watch Barry before this, but yeah, I mean, he's going to be Calypso. There's a whole bunch of cool fucking more fan favorites from the game that's showing up in the show. So, yes, Peacock, Twisted Metal 2, I'm going to be there. And then when it comes to the Street Fighter movie, so the Danny and Michael Philippou guys, they're the ones who had like a little YouTube series of like... I don't know if you know this one, but they're the ones who did like, Harry Potter versus Star Wars, or like Halo versus Call of Duty. They're like, I think they're British, or maybe. Yeah, but anyways, their video game, you know, like short films on YouTube were really funny.
Okay.
they got the games, you know, like, you know, when they did Halo versus Call of Duty, they showed fucking Master Chief drop a bubble shield, and then like Call of Duty would drop a juggernaut. So it's okay. They get it, right? They're video game. They were video game fans. So I remember, you know, a couple years ago that they were going to be doing helming the Street Fighter film. I believe they did another film. I'm not entirely sure, but I guess conflict of scheduling fucked up their Street Fighter one. Oh, but yeah, this dude Sakurai, though, he's executive produced Twisted Metal. He directed, like, I think Twisted Metal was 8 episodes. He directed like 3 or 4 of them. Okay. So, you know, he it seems to me like he gets it. So I'm gonna be interested in seeing what he can do with a full-edged Street Fighter film. Mm-hmm. I highly doubt it's gonna be like Twisted Metal and like corny and shit. I think he would pay respect to Street Fighter, and kind of
yeah. Maybe like I think this is an example of him being able to handle an ensemble with really distinct ass characters.
Yeah.
So you know maybe he winds it back a little bit, but he still makes it fun to watch. They are colorful characters, Street Fighter.
Yes, yes, and you know let's not forget the 1990s Street Fighter with. Raul Gulia and all that, you know, that's
Jean-Claude Van Damme,
you know, where he says, "Bison, I got something for you," and then flexes, like, dude, come on.
just bring him back his old guy.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, and then, you know, let's not forget E. Honda was a Samoan instead of a fucking Japanese samurai, but him and Zangief fighting with the Godzilla theme playing in the background, like, come on.
I want to rewatch from here.
yeah. I was gonna say I really want to rewatch that shit. So let's not forget though, the best part of that Street Fighter film was Kelly Hu as Chun Li. Oh right, God. That's her name.
Is it Kelly Hu?
No. It was fuck. What's her name? God damn it. She's she hasn't aged since like the 90s, but she was the voice of Mulan. And
Yes.
She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Fucking. God damn it. Let me look up her name real quick. Can you look that up real quick, Jamie, since we don't have James here to do it for us? Let's see right here. Her name is Ming-Na Wen. Yeah, Ming-Na Wen. She's, she was like fucking, 20-something in that movie?
She's high, though. She's been
around for some time. 1994, and she was born in 63. God damn. Never mind. She wasn't 20-something. She was 30-something, but she looked like she was 20-something. But anyways... Her is Chun-Li. Great A right there. Great A casting. Love it. Bring her back.
This is definitely... Wow. Okay. That's my search history now. Let's go.
But yeah. I mean, you know, if he showed respect to Twisted Metal, I think he'll be fine in Street Fighter.
Yeah. You know? I think so, too. I think, especially if the previous production team has at least enough of a base that, you know, the Legendary knows what they're working with. So, yes. You know, there's a tone set. I think they'll be fine. Plus, he's got a good pedigree here, and if anything, it'll be a good time, I think.
Yes.
So, adaptations are looking good right now, and then, of course, Fallout Season 2 is also filming right now, so there's a lot of good stuff on the way. Let's hope we get past a couple of these. Again, no more Halos, please. No more Halos.
Yes, no more.
But, now that we're done with the news, we got to sell some leaky rumor mills time, and this one makes me super fucking happy. Go for it, Gordo.
Oh, is this me? So, Tony Hawk will write again. Or returns again, you know. The worst
headline.
So, the worst kept secret in gaming, besides the Switch 2, has been heavily hinted at yet again.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 remaster will be announced on March 4th, 2025. All thanks to Activision's Black Ops 6. So, it was also revealed in a Singapore video game ratings company that they just rated it for a 2025 release. So, Black Ops 6 had a little, I think it was a trailer or a new map or something that dropped, and there was a Tony Hawk billboard in there with the date of 3...
Wow.
03/04/2025. So, you know, we all know fucking Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. I don't know if it was officially called Remaster or Remake or whatever. Or
I think it was Remastered, maybe it was just, right? Yeah.
It was. Or maybe it was just called Tony Hawk's 1 and 2. That fucking game was awesome. I played it solid, dude, for months because it was literally... That's how you do a remaster.
That's how you do a remaster. 100%. Yes.
Combine the games, bring in some new music, some old music, and fucking just make it fun. exactly how it was in 2001 to, you know, 1999. And if they do 3 and 4 that way, I will be there day one. Dude. I will buy it again day one. Because I bought that full price. 40, 50 bucks, I don't care.
These are the situations which I fully support Activision on this kind of shit. Because you're right. They were probably some of the best remasters we've like ever had. And yes. Right down to the physics, which I noticed that yes. they've tried to remaster or redo the first two games a lot. And the physics, they always fucked up. They yep. always fucked up the physics. This time, it felt like you were playing the old games, even though it clearly was different enough. But yeah, these remakes, remasters, whatever you want to call them, were good. And Tony Hawk 3 is just something else.
Oh, dude. I'm still playing that shit on the PS, my PS2 that I have. I remember when I found that my old school PS2 at the retro game store, the first fucking game I bought was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3. Mm-hmm. Swear to God.
Oh my God. Those were my first GameCube games.
Yeah, I bought that and I bought SOCOM. Fucking the two games, I'm like, you know what? If this fool's going to take me for 80 bucks for a PS2, I'm about to drop fucking $30 more for these two games. Because fuck that. These are the mm-hmm, games. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, I'm with it. Dude, 3, it truly does feel like the true evolution of the first two games. There's something about 3 that is just irreplaceable. I don't know what it is. The levels dude, are some of the yeah, best
I don't
ever.
Know. I think it's the levels and the soundtrack, dude. Soundtrack, the soundtrack yeah. is so good.
Amoeba. Yeah.
And then the CKY, that was the first one that Bam Margera was in. And yeah. Yeah, that was at the time when fucking Jackass was at its peak. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So good. So good.
Oh, my God. I got to bring all that back. You know, I got to say, dude, 4 is definitely an underrated game in my assessment. They tried to change the formula, for sure.
Yeah.
They gave it more open, more freedom, more this. And you thought you wanted that when you were younger, but you realized that, like, it does remove some of the urgency, but they did give you the option to play the old school style. I thought 4 had also a good soundtrack. It was a little less colorful and weird than 3, but it still had all the solid skating, and I think it's worth a revisit nowadays, for sure.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that... Okay, so Tony Hawk's... It's called Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. It's not, like, remastered or anything, but it's... Yeah, it came out in 2020, and then, like, on the PS4, Xbox One... And then a month, or not even a month, about 7 months later, it came out on the...
On the Switch?
No, Switch was actually in June. Oh. So, originally it came out September 2024, and then on the PS5 and Xbox Series X, they got the free, or I'm sorry, not free, I think you got like a $10 upgrade for next gen, quote unquote, but that shit was already running at 60 FPS and all that. Yeah. And then the Switch version came out in June of 2021. But so basically, I mean, here we are 4 years later. Give it to me, Activision. Yeah. You know, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I will give you my money. I don't give you my money often, but I will give it to you for that.
Wow, 100% agree. I endorse this completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please give it to me.
Yep. Thanks, Activision.
Activision, you good. Just
I guess we'll find out. We'll find out next week, no?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we fucking will. We'll be back with that in Pokemon, trust me. But speaking of which, is this accurate? Is this upcoming one accurate? Well,
hopefully.
Pokemon Classic ports, anybody? Well, good old 4chan has revealed that some classic Pokemon games may be making their way to the Switch very soon. Pokemon Memories will be one game that includes Red, Gold, Ruby, and Fire Red. Pokemon Reminiscence will be another that includes Blue, Silver, Sapphire, and Leaf Green. Allegedly, Yellow, Crystal, and Emerald will be available for purchase digitally separately, and Pokemon Home support will be included. Lastly, they say it will be released, not announced, that's right, but released March 13th on my birthday. Side note, it is also rumored the Switch 2 will include an entire separate screen accessory for DS backward compatibility. I think that one's a little more bullshitty, but discuss.
I'm gonna do a hot take here. Mm-hmm. As much as I want this to be real, I don't think Nintendo or the Pokemon Company have the balls to do this.
I don't think so either, to be honest with
you. I don't think they got the balls.
I can see them doing the digital releases and spreading them out. Like, you'll get maybe the old ones March 13th. A month later, you'll get the like, GBA ones.
And yes.
That, maybe even 2 months later. Like, that's how they would spread it out. They wouldn't do it...
I don't think they're going to package it.
No, yep. I don't think so either.
They're going to fucking give it to us for all our money.
That's too many hours. Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? I won't be there unless it's for Fire Red and Emerald.
I'm with you.
Maybe Crystal.
Actually, yeah, I just played Emerald recently. Emerald, oh, Crystal's good too. You're right.
Yeah.
But I have Crystal on my fucking 3DS, so I'm good with that one. I don't care. But Fire Red and Leaf Green are some of the best games ever for me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I would happily play it on the Switch OLED, like, without hesitation. To me, fantastic stuff. And Emerald is really, I think, it's a very, very good enhanced version of Ruby and Sapphire. Actually, back in the day, Ruby was one of the games I put the most hours into a game ever. It was 180 hours. Yeah.
Damn.
180 hours, fucking.
I don't know why. They just don't make them like that anymore, man. Like,
no.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know what's going on around here.
I mean, because they were actually kind of challenging at the beginning. Like, the Pokemon removed the challenge, like, tremendously. But I remember, even Emerald in particular also, I'm like, I am not leveled for this third fucking trainer. What the fuck do I do? They make you work for it. You know, they make you work for it. And also, you know, the second screen accessory would be very cool. It seems very niche. Almost a little too niche for Nintendo, but
yeah.
They've done weirder shit.
Yep. So, I agree. You know, as much as I want this to be real, I don't think Nintendo or Pokemon Company is generous enough to give us a bundle like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've ever bundled their games. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I believe they will release them separately. And, you know, if they want to make money, then sure, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever release it on the Nintendo Switch Online. I think they will release it if there's one game series to make an exception for Nintendo to, like, release old games like that, it's Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you.
On their subscription service in any way, shape, or form. They just wouldn't be the fucking case.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and I'm with you. I think that separate screen is bullshit. I mean, but then again, I don't know. I mean, it might... You know, anytime soon...
It's done good shit. I'm just saying,
Anytime soon, I don't think so. But down the line, after the Switch 2 launches, 3-4 years from now, I can see them fucking saying, like, hey, give us $100, you can get another screen and have DS compatibility, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right, and they'll even include some weird fucking game that you can only get that only plays with two fucking screens, and you're like, okay...
No, I think Nintendo has enough balls to just release that accessory for strictly DS compatibility. Yeah. I really think they would. I think they would do that.
And have a little baby little stylus that comes with it too, dude.
Because think about it. How many games use that fucking ugly ass 3DS right stick joystick besides Majora's Mask and like two other games, right?
No, you're 100% correct.
And how much was that shit when it came out? 30? 40?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
forget what they called it. I don't know. It does seem like a very, very, very Nintendo move. That is 100% sure. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The separate screen wouldn't even be a touchscreen. It would just be some basic-ass screen because nobody
can talk about
that. It'd be the cheapest shit they can do. And they'll be like, it's yours. Have it. Like, stop bitching. Mm-hmm. You got it, don't you? Like, that's their mentality for sure. Mm-hmm. We're all getting pissed about something that doesn't even fucking exist. But it does feel very Nintendo. All right, we're going to do some wins of the month, some what we're playing, and a fucking weird-ass headline. Now that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of booze, but it's fine. All right, so it's the end of the month. We usually do our gaming wins and fails of the month. Let's go with it. Gaming win of the month for me, that I'll include right here, is actually stuff I've been playing, but I'll just generalize it. Old school 3D style platformers and good game sales. This is a very, very good month to get this genre for very, very, very cheap, which I have very much taken advantage of, and I gotta say, I'm a big fan. And something about these spring sales really, really did well for me. And even though I don't have a lot of time to play everything, I really enjoyed what I've picked up, and I always look forward to it again. The New Year sales are always fun, but for some reason, the spring, sometimes little weird stuff goes on sale I didn't even realize that you wanted to play, and it's definitely one of those times. I'll talk a little bit more about what exactly that is. But yeah, I gotta say, good game sales and 3D platformers are really, really top of mind for me for this particular month. How about you?
Okay. Mine is the Monster Hunter Wilds beta. So it was, it's actually been going on since about the last week of January, but I only got to play it like the two, I think they had two open betas in February earlier this month. It was really, really cool. Spoiler alert, that's what I will be playing this Friday. It comes out this Friday. But yeah, to me, I mean, you know, betas, I really wish I got into the Night Reign, the Elden Ring Night Reign beta, but I totally don't know what the fuck I was doing. I just didn't sign up for it. But yeah, I mean, you know, open betas, fucking closed betas, those are always nice to get a little taste of what the game is going to be like. So for me, Monster Hunter Wilds beta, fucking awesome. It made me pre-order the game. So, you know, big Monster Hunter fan, but it's always a little iffy nowadays. So just to have that gameplay, to see what systems they put into place, yeah, it kind of just puts the mind at ease so that you can just give them your money.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a very, very good point. More betas for games that you know are good.
Yeah.
Great. Yep. And for me, Gaming Fail of the Month is honestly just boring video game showcases. And new franchises seem interesting, but like we just talked up top, like, am I really that excited for it? Or is it more feel risky as a gamer to buy into this at full price and hope that it pans out? I feel like I'm not being sold by game publishers or game developers right now. It just seems a little like CG heavy and lazy, and I think at this point we deserve a little bit more insight into what we're getting, which they're not giving to us. I think game development's too slow, and they're just showing what they can, and unfortunately it's working against against these publishers. So yeah.
I mean, I agree. That was kind of mine too. It's kind of just like, it's not so much there's nothing to play, but it's at the same time, it's like nothing's really capturing. Mm-hmm. You know, like nothing's really sucking you in, and that's like, you know what, I need to play this game. It's kind of just like going through the motions, right? Like, yeah, I still have Mirage from a year and a half ago. You know, Cyberpunk with the cool update. Don't get me wrong, like that update's cool and all that, but let's, you know, I played it, and then it's kind of just like, you know, you got to take a break, and then you want to kind of savor it. And yeah, exactly. I mean, I would say this generation, you know, the PS5, Xbox Series X generation is kind of like, nothing's really popping out, because, I mean, technically, Spider-Man 2, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, those are all PS4 games too. So there's really nothing that is like, oh man, I need to play this game. Because, you know, I beat those games, I played them, I loved them, don't get me wrong, but I could have played them last gen. So
yeah, exactly. You're not missing too much.
Yep, so you know, also I didn't know this, so maybe this might be a turning point, but Monster Hunter Wilds is current gen only, so it's not releasing on the PS4, so maybe this might be a nice little palate cleanser that starts the whole, like, you know, hey, we're gonna start making games for this generation now, so they're gonna start catering, and the game has, like, you know, wide open areas and all that shit, so it's to step in that direction where they can be like, you know what, we couldn't do this on the PS4, so now we're going to start doing it on the PS5. So yeah, it's just kind of like there, you know, the games I'm playing are just there. But yeah, we'll see if Wilds kind of just sucks in the time and like the interest, you know, so we'll see what happens this weekend.
No, I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I can see. I mean, the fact that it's exclusively developed for, again, this particular gen, it is encouraging. It is very, very encouraging. I don't know. I feel like at this point, though, especially with how many years it's been in, if we saw something really special, we'd have seen it already. So, yeah. You know, but we'll leave. Naughty Dog's still got games out. They can still sprint to the finish, I think. Yeah, it's definitely possible. And then, okay, so now good old what are we playing here? I picked up two 3D platformers and one 2D that I've been wanting to play my whole life. So, SpongeBob Cosmic Shake, I caught it on sale. I didn't realize how much I love SpongeBob platformers. This is a good game. It's actually surprisingly more challenging than I thought it would be. And the level design and the humor, like, I don't normally care for stories and games that much anymore, to be honest with you. But this one, it's just a goofy, old school, good time, and it's clever. So it's a little like a cheap feeling sometimes. You can definitely feel the budget, that's for sure. But I still am having a blast with it. Almost done, I think. So really, really good stuff. And it actually inspired me to buy K.O. the Kangaroo, which is on a cheap sale. And yeah, I had actually checked some video reviews of this, and I'm like, this is exactly the kind of weird Spyro Crash Bandicoot style platformer that's relatively short. So I'm like, I need a very short, impactful experience. And it just, it takes all this inspiration. It's very derivative, but sometimes you need it. You need, you know, sometimes you just want chips. You just want fucking chips. This game is chips, and I'm totally on board with that. Now, my disappointment after having a streak of awesome Sonic games is definitely Sonic City. This game is short. It is the level design shit. It's not really that fun. I feel really bad. Like, it was always hyped up when I was younger as this, like, underrated, underground Sonic game no one got to play. And I got to play it, and I'm like, dude, this is kind of whack. Like, I just finished Sonic 3, the movie and the game. Yep. And boy, does this beat the shit out of this one. It's not even close. Sonic 2, it trounces this. Sonic City, I'm going to play this one time. I'm on the last boss. I don't even know if I want to fucking beat the last boss, to be honest. It was very frustrating. I'm done, man. I'm okay. Yeah. I just, you know, I think these other platformers are fine. Again, I'm not in an open world mood. Not in like a fast-paced shooting mood. I am a dick around and just jump around for a couple levels and feel accomplished kind of mood.
Yeah. Yeah, like a level type of, like, you want to feel progression. I get it. Yep. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm back on that Hogwarts Legacy on the PC. Really, really cool game. I just got to the Room of Requirements. So, going to all tutorial shit. Okay. Yeah, I'm still really early in the game, but at the same time, it's kind of like, yeah, I just slap it on, play for fucking half an hour, play for an hour or something like that. It's, yeah, I mean, like I said, I really hope they don't fuck up number two. Because so far, number one is really cool.
I'm with you on that one.
I definitely would have bought it for full price, but I know you guys, you and James were talking about it, but yeah, I think I was playing just other stuff. So, you know, $15 on fucking Steam, winter sale. Yeah, I'm totally getting my money's worth. And then also, I kind of dabbled back into my Fallout New Vegas on my Steam Deck. And yeah, Fallout Portable that's the only way I want to play Fallout now. It's just, you know, oh shit, I got 15 minutes. Let me do this quest and let me talk to this guy or something. Or oh shit, you know, it's time for bed. Let me just relax and fucking play some Fallout New Vegas. So I'm towards the end of that game. I'm doing the... I was going down the, what the fuck are they called? The Caesar or the fucking, what are they calling?
Oh, the Legion.
Yeah, well, but what are they Legion. Fucking, yeah, but Kaiser. Yeah, they call him Kaiser. And I'm just like, it just bugs the shit out of me if they don't say Caesar, but you know, whatever. yeah, I was going down that route and I'm like, I don't want to fucking go for these fools. Fuck that. So I actually made two different, I made a save and just started bombing on those fools. And like, thinking that it would change the quest line and it didn't.
Yeah.
So
I did that to the NCR too back in the day.
Well, I was just like, yeah, let me just reload the save and do the NCR so I can fuck them up in the quest. So yeah, I'm on the NCR fucking, you know, talking at the dam and all that shit. So I'm towards the end game. Fucking awesome game to play mobile. Like I don't know why they don't release those on the Switch or anything, but yeah, if you have a Steam Deck, Fallout New Vegas. Once I'm done with New Vegas, I'm actually going to go back to 3. I'm going to replay 3 on portable.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Remember,
yeah, that game fucking talk about defining my high school years. Wow. I remember I 100%ed that shit with the whole, like, you know, achievements on the 360.
You let me borrow that bitch.
Yeah. I honestly don't even remember how I got into that game, but I just remembered when I did play it, it literally, like, that's that kind of game is what I need right now on the PS, you know, this current gen, and it's not happening.
It's not happening. All right, not at all. Avowed ain't doing shit. I'm sorry.
Yep. So, like you know, PS3, I had Fallout 3 that sucked in my time. PS4, I had fucking God of War, Spider-Man. You know, those games were just like, oh, fuck, I can't put this down. And then this generation, it's like, yeah, I'll play it. It's cool, but it's, you know, I mean, Elden Ring kind of got there. But yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's you can play it on the PS4. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I mean, yeah, so New Vegas, fucking awesome portable. If you guys have the access to it, play it. And then I am eagerly awaiting Monster Hunter Wilds on Friday. So I will be playing that. Spoiler alert, probably for the next, yeah, like I said, I mean, I
next
really
few
feel
episodes,
like
next few episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, it's gonna be Monster Hunter Wilds. So
nice. All right, now we're playing some good stuff. Damn, I do sound far away though. Fucking hell, what's going on here?
There. Oh, whoa! That's how you should have sounded all episode right there, Fwin.
Uh-oh, do you hear me?
Oh, lost him. Oh. You hear me? Oh, yeah, I hear you. You okay. Sound very far away now, even more so, but fuck it.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
Am I here?
Yeah.
Fucking A. I don't know. I moved my cord. Whatever. Technical difficulties. Hey, guess what? Absurd headline time. You ready?
Yeah, fucking wrap it up.
All right. GameStop to sell off French Canadian outlets while CEO rants about wokeness and DEI. God, this world is stupid. That's all I gotta say. The world is dumb. How the fuck's happening? What, just get me off this ride.
I know. It's like, that's what GameStop's worried about, really? Like, yeah. Really? Well, that's what you guys are talking about?
All these motherfucking golden hands popping up motherfuckers. Yep, that's exactly it, so.
Yeah, and I believe also GameStop's selling off, like, I think it was earlier this month. They're selling off a whole bunch of they're closing a shitload of stores here, too. So, yeah, I think they're on their last leg. Yeah. But
Deservedly so.
Yeah, but I know that talking about wokeness and DEI is probably not going to help your case there. So,
no.
Good job, CEO.
Yeah, way to just, I don't know who you're pitching that one to. But anyways.
You know who he's pitching it to. Yeah, GameStop. Listen, GameStop, great game store. Listen, the best game store that I've ever seen. Listen, they're great people there. Great people. Horrible. Digital is horrible. You know who it is, dude. Stop.
Good. That's good. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and let that off for here. We'll see you maybe in a week, 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll see how these announcements go. But this, of course, has been the NPC Gaming Podcast. This is a production of the Horrible Peoples Network. I'm Anthony Fuentes, a member of the Horrible Peoples Podcast. We'll be back eventually, I'm sure. But for right now, life is being life. So looking forward to upcoming announcements with the gaming world. And Cordova, where can they find you?
I have a little Instagram with gaming stuff. I still need to post these. Dude, I'm not joking. I have like 50 fucking photos of games I've been playing just to post up. I just haven't posted them, so I really need to start doing that. So but anyways, yeah, it's on Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, all one word. I have a couple reels and videos on there and stuff with some gameplay, so you know I post some memes here and there, but I'll I say it every episode, but I need to get more active on that. I have an album full of screenshots to post, so
yes, there we go.
I will do that.
Exactly. All right. Well, with that, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Peace. Later.